This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
No, people are really nice there, but they're nice in a Nebraska kind of way where they don't, if they don't, they're not around other types of people, which a lot of them aren't.
Are they like all like crass?
No.
Crass is rude, right?
They're like really, because Nebraska people are like, I'll be nice to you, but like I'm kind of put off by you, but I won't say that because it would be rude to say that.
You know, when my, when Claudia's friends came, she thought everybody here was like rude. It's like they thought everybody was so rude. They're like, oh my God.
Really?
Yeah.
So are they like really nice in Spain then?
I feel like Spanish people are rude.
Yeah, I would say Spanish people are rude more than anything. Well, they went to Chicago first, and they
that makes sense.
Yeah,
they
that.
Had a lesson on like minding your own business.
Oh no!
So there, I think there were these. This is from the perspective Claudia's telling me this story.
Yeah,
and apparently there's like some commotion that had happened on the train. And they were legitimately like staring, like looking at like what's happening, what's going on, like what the fuck, like literally what's happening.
Yeah.
And the people that were having the commotion, they saw them looking at them and they're like, what the fuck are you guys, like y'all want to fight? Like, what? And they're black on top
of
that.
Yeah, of course.
So they're black in Chicago, like. So they had like a really quick like whoa, and Claudia called me and she's like, can you please explain it to them so that I can translate what you're saying, because I don't think like they don't get it how I'm explaining it, so can you please explain to them
what,
like,
was she trying to explain it?
I guess she was just trying to say like it's not customary here for you to look. If you see something going on, like even the craziest shit that you've ever seen in your life, bro,
you act like it's not
your
happening.
Fucking business. Like you don't even act like that shit is happening. Like you just look anywhere else.
I'll be looking.
Besides,
or at least don't get caught looking. Don't stare for long. Like, you know, look every once in a while, but
I was like, dude, you guys can glance, but and really, what I did, I think what I said to make them actually get it. I just scared them, really. I was like, dude, you guys don't know. Like, you're in Chicago. Like, you saw what happened on the train. Bro, Americans don't stare at people. And people that do stare, where are they now?
They're gone. Oh, we have less starers every year because people who stare, they get got.
The staring population decreases every year. So eventually they did get it where they were like, okay. I guess I just had to explain to them that, you know, Americans are 100% in the business of minding the business that pays you. If it's not paying you, girl, look away.
Well, it depends where we are, because I know when we were in Japan and we would get on the trains, the Japanese people, they ain't saying nothing. They
look silent.
It's so quiet.
Is it really?
And so when we're like a bunch of Americans, we're like, blah, blah, blah. The only time anyone said anything to me, they were like, oh, hey, I like your shirt. And I'm like, I look over, but it was a family from Puerto Rico that were there. I'm like, yeah, there's no way. No Japanese is like saying something to you, because they were just like, I'm in my world. You're not bothering me. I'll get out of your way, but that's it. I'm not acknowledging you in any way.
So they're like just completely silent.
it's so quiet thing. Then we're just like, brother. We're like, look again. Like, American, I know they, in their head, they're like, no. But they're not even saying any, they're not even like reacting to us being like that. They're just like.
He's American.
Everyone's got headphones on. They're just like, yep, I'm in my world. And you're not
bothered. I kind of like it. That's me in my house, so it sounds fine.
Just like, hmm.
I'm just doing dishes. I'm cleaning the house. People are saying something. I'm like, huh?
You're doing dishes with the?
Yeah, like, I don't like just not having sound. So I'll just be listening to a YouTube video.
My mom would let me wear both headphones in the house. Like, it, because if you were to call me, why aren't you answering me? Can I just wear my headphones? Like,
hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with
Sadia.
Brandon.
Sam.
All right, let's get into the first story.
Let's do it.
All right. Am I the asshole for telling my sister her son is only special to her?
Am I the asshole telling my sister?
Yeah, that her son is only special to her.
That's...
Yes, you are for saying it. I mean, we all know it. Your kids are only special to
you. I feel like we all know it, but that's kind of hard to
say it to someone. We know.
Like, I think that's like a universal truth.
Yeah.
You know, when everybody's like, oh my, like, especially when they're first born, they're like, oh, look at this bundle of joy. And it looks like
look at this.
A dehydrated sausage.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What does a white baby look like?
Well, we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about it.
We don't talk about white babies. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, there he is.
It's always like the moms, like white moms, they'll just have like a whole gallery of like, especially when they first have them, and they're like, look at them. And they'll just keep scrolling. They're like,
okay,
like,
so question then. If I wasn't with Brandon and I had married a white man and we had a baby, would you guys lie to me?
I'm not, as I showed okay, you I want to correct this. I'm not trying to say... I'm like, I've seen some cute white babies. I'm like, that's a cute white baby.
I haven't yet. Not fresh out.
But overall, I'm not just like, they need a couple months to like.
They need to bake. They need. They need to like simmer.
Yeah, they gotta bake because right out the oven.
Right out the oven.
Straight out the
butt. They need to rest.
Even though I think a lot of babies are like that, regardless of race. I think a lot of babies you're like.
Yeah.
But some babies, I'm like, and they're usually babies of color. There's some babies right out of the oven. I'm like,
you're like,
cute.
Oh my God.
You're cute as a button right there.
Doll baby. Yeah. But Maddie, you know what? Back to your question. If you were to have a child with a white man.
I would support
it. Would I tell you, like, if the child wasn't, like, conventionally cute.
Baby's a week old.
Okay. I wouldn't tell you then because, like, you're on that mom high, like,
okay.
Oxytocin. Like, oh my God. Baby. And I'd be like, hell yeah, Maddie. Cutest baby. But, like.
Oh, so you would lie.
100%. That's my friend.
Because my thing is, I just won't say anything.
I would have to lie.
I was just like, oh.
There he is.
But I would never, ever say
to someone insignificant, I would just be like, that's a baby. Wow.
That is.
That's a baby.
With my friend, I would be like,
10 toes.
Yeah, super healthy.
Human.
Oh, he's got a lot of dogs on him. 10 of them.
Human child.
That is a human baby right there.
Bill of health, yeah. But for my friend, I would be like, oh my God. Absolutely, doll baby.
How are you
gorgeous.
Doing? How are you doing, Maddie?
How are you?
How's what about the baby?
I think I would tell you maybe like a year later, be like, Maddie, fresh out the womb, baby was not giving 10 out of 10.
100% because I did that with my friend when the baby came out. I'm like, but then she got cute, and I'm like, you were ugly back then. And we can say that because you're cute now, it's fine.
Sometimes
you
they just grew need out to, like, of it. Rest. But I'm like,
so that's a thing.
Yeah, some babies, they come out the womb and they look like they've been in the womb.
But isn't there like a chemical thing where you like you hold the baby, you're like, I feel a connection?
Yeah, it's like that.
So
I'm
like, we need that because most people would just throw their babies out if they didn't have that connection. I'm like,
what is this?
You have to have that chemical thing happen so you keep it. Because otherwise, it's like the wild, you throw the
baby. What did I know? What did I make? No.
What is this?
You can see this is people who have no kids.
Sorry, yeah, this is a conversation with people.
All the parents in the comments are like, how dare you?
Yeah, not one child between the four of us.
Even though I know some parents are like,
you
want to
have kids, Sam?
I do want to have
really?
Kids.
Really? How many do you want to have?
Two.
How many you guys want to have?
I initially wanted four, but me thinking about pushing four babies out, I'm like, two and then maybe
four
three.
Is crazy.
Yeah, maybe three.
And my also, in this economy, Two babies.
How are you gonna afford three kids? That's crazy.
I barely can afford my dog.
I know. Am I the asshole for telling my sister her son is only special to her? I, female, 26, have three older siblings. This is about my oldest sister, Abby, female, 37. Abby has a son, 5, and I have a daughter, 1. Abby dealt with years of fertility issues and has probably 10-plus miscarriages.
Oh.
Then she had her son, of course, and he was Abby's miracle rainbow baby. We were so happy for her. But then it leads to Abby spoiling her son and letting him get away with everything because he's a miracle and he's special. Everyone has always bit their tongue when it comes to her son because of that. On Saturday, I had my daughter's first birthday party. It was mostly family and a few of my close friends were invited. I invited Abby and her son because everyone else in our family was invited, so I felt bad for excluding her. We had different activities for the kids to do. Abby's son didn't like any of them. He was upset none of the presents were for him, and he didn't want to eat any of the food we had. He then decided to try and push the cake off the table because apparently he was mad the cake wasn't his. I got super upset at Abby for allowing her son to act this way. She went on to say her son is special. I said her son is only special to her, which is understandable, but to everyone else, he's a spoiled brat, which shouldn't be overlooked because he's your special miracle baby. Abby called me a bitch and left crying. A few family members have since called me an asshole because I've never dealt with a miscarriage, so I didn't understand how painful it was for Abby to deal with years of that before her son. It's not that I don't realize her son is special to her, but it doesn't give the excuse for Abby to allow him to act like a spoiled brat. Am I the asshole?
I don't think she's the asshole. Only because, like, kids, I think you have to teach kids how to be
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, have some type of decorum.
You got to parent your kids.
Like, you have to parent your children because at the end of the day, like, these children grow up and they become adults. And honestly, if your child is just doing whatever now, I can't imagine they'll be not a tyrant later, but maybe one of those alpha males. Who knows? I don't know.
Oh, goodness.
But, like, yeah, that I think that's absolutely, especially when you're in a situation where you're bringing your child into someone else's space, into someone else's, you know, thing, and at bare minimum, your child doesn't have any type of semblance or understanding of respect and decorum. Like, even you know, you can have that at whatever, you know, age range, something that's age appropriate, right, to where, you know, even if you're 5, you kind of have an idea of, like, okay, maybe I need to share, maybe I need whatever, you know? So, no, I don't think that she's an asshole. I feel like I would snap at that point.
Yeah.
If I set up this party and, you know, this child is being quite literally, like, a Tasmanian devil. Like,
yeah.
That's, no. No.
Yeah, it makes sense because I understand if you were trying to have a baby for so long and then you lost babies and then the moment that one, you actually give birth or you actually have a baby and you feel so appreciative that you want to spoil that baby because you've been wanting to have a baby for so long. But that doesn't mean that you don't get to, like you said, parent the child. You have to parent the child.
Right.
Yeah. Because even though he's your baby and he's so special, he's growing up in a world where everyone else is like, this is not your world that we're living in. Like, especially at this birthday party, this is your cousin's birthday party. And so because the world has revolved around you for as long as you've been around and your mom hasn't changed that, you come here and then somebody else, probably the sister, OP, is trying to correct you and now you're upset, but that's how the world is going to be.
Yeah.
Right. Every single time you try and take something that's not yours, the way that you're doing it, people are going to correct you and you're going to be upset. You're going to be like, what? Like, she's, the way that she's teaching you, she's getting you ready for a world that's not the way that the world works.
Yeah.
And then also, yeah, like, that whole saying of what's cute at 5 months old can get you in jail when you're 18.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Cute at 5, annoying at 15, crime at 25.
The way she's parenting is leading to a path of a person that doesn't know the word no. And those people are just not.
That's dangerous.
We all know those people.
Yeah, so.
We all know them.
I mean. The emphasis is
is there somebody in this room?
I didn't say that. I'm saying we all know them.
Do I know them as well?
You know them.
Does he know them really well?
He knows them very well.
Very
well. Is it me?
No.
Oh.
Are you the problem?
It's Brandon.
You caught me. I'm a villain.
We got him.
Is he talking about?
We got him. You know what? You seem like one of the dudes who steal from his own coworker. Like this next story.
That's good.
So this next story is from Comfort Level Pod.
Oh.
And it is. Okay, so this story is called, "Am I the Asshole for Stealing from My Coworker and Teacher?" You say. Teach happens to be in the first line.
Oh.
So. I teach elementary PE, and one common thing to happen to gym teachers is people taking our equipment without asking. Most teachers at my school are not bad about taking things, but one teacher is awful at taking my equipment for her class's recess or other reasons. One morning, I did not have the equipment that I needed for my lessons plan on the day my principal was observing me. Big deal for non-teachers. I went straight to the teacher and admittedly not so nicely demanded that I get all of my equipment back as it's my teaching supplies and she cannot take them whenever she wants. When I brought them back, I realized that several pieces were broke and could not be used for my observation. I explained this to the principal and luckily they gave me some grace. The next day, the teacher had taken more of my supplies without asking, so after school, I met with the principal and asked if I could move her supplies off of her desk and teach her a lesson. I got permission, so I took her computer, office supplies, and chair out of her room.
That's so petty, I love it. And the chair? She the chair. Removed the chair? Yeah.
Boxed it up and brought it to the gym.
Boxed it up, too?
Yeah. Dang. The next morning, she comes storming in and accuses me of stealing and disrupting her class learning. Keep in mind, this is around 45 minutes before the students are even in the building. I said she has been doing the same thing, and I want her to stop and just ask before taking. I'll bring her stuff back and set it back up how she wants it. She said that she's filing a complaint against me and the principal for theft of a coworker. So am I the asshole for stealing from my coworker?
You didn't steal.
Why did the principal say yes? Not the principal going with this petty thing. That's great.
I love it.
Yeah, you can do that.
You can tell that's a teacher that's that he doesn't like to.
100%. The principal doesn't like. Has to be the annoying teacher.
She has to be the problem. Like 100%. The teacher.
Because I can't imagine.
Gonna file the report for the same thing that she's been doing. Like read the room.
That was really smart of OP to be like, I'm gonna ask you if I can do this because here's the situation.
That is actually very smart.
Please back me up on this.
But I think I'd be so furious if. This happened to me, like, if I was taking some from my coworker's desk, and then he went up to her boss and was like, can I steal some from his desk? And they did it. And I'm like, wait, the boss is in on it, too? I'm like,
you'd be mad?
Yeah, because I'm like, are y'all all against me?
Yes!
I'm
yes.
just stealing
was
for fun.
1,000%.
I'm having fun stealing.
You're stealing for education.
Oh, yeah, I'm stealing for yeah, I'm doing this for my job.
But you're breaking it, and you're not putting it back?
Well, yeah, because sometimes the kids get rowdy. That's not on me.
You guys are just against the brick wall, just breaking the hockey sticks.
See, I feel
we're not even
like
playing. We're just like break it.
I feel like from the last story, the kid in the last story, this is what they grow up to be.
Yes, 100%.
Yes, I agree.
They grow up to be like these people that quite literally don't care about anybody else. Like even after like her nicely, or even just saying, dude. Stop taking my stuff, right. Or at least bare minimum, just ask me before you take it. Because who knows? Like, can you imagine me needing my own things? Like, imagine that.
Weird.
So, yeah, I'm glad she did it and got the support of the principal.
Yeah, that's
like,
the funny part.
That's honestly badass. Because she's like, I got permission, so go ahead and file a complaint.
The chair was like, yeah, you're being petty.
The chair, I get it. Because the chair is easy to roll out. Yeah. You're like, you know what? I'm taking that too.
Well, I need to put the box in the chair so I can roll it out. I ain't carrying this box. I'm taking the chair to roll this thing out.
True.
I love it.
Did he box the chair too?
No, he probably did what Sam did, where he's like, I'm taking the chair too, rolled it out.
It was like,
we're rolling out.
Let's roll out.
Going down the hallway like, yeah!
Autobots, roll out.
Roll
because I feel like the computer, that's like a job. Like, you're unhooking wires, you're like, take the monitor, take the tower.
Might as well just do it all.
Imagine if all you did was just take the tower, so they don't notice it until later.
I would just take the keyboard.
Like the CPU? Did you have a suit guy at your high school?
There's so many kids in my high school. Probably not. Yeah. I remember there was Backpack Kid because he literally like jammed himself into me one day. I'm like, excuse me. I'm like going down the hallway. There is room too. And I'm like, did this guy just body check me? Like him?
Those are the people that I really like wonder what they turn out to be.
It made me want to trip him, honestly. I'm like, if you ever get close to me ever again, I'm gonna trip you.
They run so fast.
They run so fast.
But that's where I'm like, because of when I was in school, I'm like, yeah, there was the school shooting and stuff happening. I'm like,
you were in the school shooting?
No, I'm like, school shootings were happening all the time.
Oh, or, okay.
I mean, they're still happening a lot now. Still happening. But I'm like, I'm going to be nice to these kinds of people, yes, specifically.
1,000%.
Because you ain't, you're going to be like, you're going to be the one who's like, carry on.
Yeah. Imagine if you were one of those kids that were a little bit dorkier in high school and everybody was just really nice to you all of a sudden. And you get older like, and you're like, wait, you were nice to me because you thought I was going to shoot up the school?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Because they've like shown instances where people are like, they're like, yeah, it's not you. Like, I have people in my head who I'm going for.
It's crazy that you like kind of have to think like that nowadays.
It's
that
terrible. Is crazy. It's awful that you have to think about that. But I'm like trying to stay alive.
Like the psyche of an American.
We're so weird, and we just think it's normal.
It's not normal.
Yeah, it's weird because you'll be like on a bus or like a subway, and like some people will be fighting, and like somebody that's not American might be like staring the fight down, and then they get yelled at.
Yeah.
Like this past story from Sadia.
No, you can't reference this story. From an earlier story. God. That's not a reference.
I'm so glad they don't speak English and they will never see me.
Why not? Maybe Claudia can translate
it. That's hilarious.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, you just have... I can't imagine what this place looks like from like an outside perspective. Dude, it has to look crazy.
Not me in a movie theater. Every time I'm in a movie theater now, someone gets up in the middle of a movie, I'm looking at them, I'm like,
what are you doing?
What are they doing? Are they going to turn around? Like, I'm always thinking that now, and I'm like,
that's so
people
sad.
Probably don't think
Sam,
like
I
that.
Never thought about that. Like, when someone gets up,
yeah, I'm like, why are you getting up? Especially in the climax of a movie, I'm like, why are you getting up in the exciting part? What's so I'm just like anxious. I just feel stress. So much anxiety, and I'm like, it's been happening over the last like 3 or 4 years. I'm like, why are they getting up now? It's not even a boring part. Why are you getting up now and then leaving?
Yeah, dude, it's scary out here.
I never thought about that, but now that's going to re-ruin movies for me.
I shouldn't even say that because I mean, that's a private thing. Now y'all going to have that. Now I didn't want to.
Dude,
that.
Yeah, that no, that's
I,
that just.
I
that,
will
oh,
be crippled
man.
By
yeah.
that.
I'm like, everybody need to stay in their seats for the entire movie because we don't need to be getting up.
I think that's one of those things where I'm going to hear it and it's going to go in one ear and out of my, out the
that's
other
good. That's
for
good.
Survival.
Yeah, you need that.
Like, because other people like process their trauma where they're like, I have to face this. And I'm like, in order to not freak out, I'm going to ignore what you just said. I'm going
to
go into
a
movie
theater
and be like,
you're like, you would never go again.
I'm like, they're getting popcorn. They're going to the bathroom.
That's what I have to say in my head. I'm like, because I'm like, I'm just waiting for them to come back. I'm like, they need to come back. I know when they'll come back because that's the only way my anxiety will go down. I'm barely watching the movie.
They just come back there sweating.
Yeah.
And you're like, where were you? I'm sorry, but where were you? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just got really sick from the nachos.
I get up and walk up to them, and they're like, get out of it. The movie's going. I'm like, where were you?
And then you like smell him. He's like sweaty. And like, you're like, oh, you're pooping.
Let me smell your hands. You didn't wash your hands. Didn't your moms ever like, let me smell your hands?
No.
Oh. I guess that was a Sam thing. Let me make sure you're washing your hands. It don't smell like soap.
I love how everybody just no.
That's like the third time where you guys are all against me.
Well, I will say I had something where, you know, my sister would call me out for stuff like that. She's like, she'll probably be like, you didn't even wash your hands. Why would I eat your food? And then like when I was younger, I'd be like. and so now when I'm older, now when I'm older and I actually do have good hygiene, she says the same thing. I'm like, get a grip, Hannah.
Get a grip. You sound like
this is the fourth time I washed my hand in the past hour.
Get a grip.
Okay.
Jeez Louise.
When I some of those like white people sayings, they really hit. Get a grip is so good.
Get a grip.
No. Like, as if. Y'all were in y'all.
As if.
I have never felt so disrespected.
Come on.
That eats down.
What about that one?
I always thought a see you next Tuesday was a white thing. I did not. I thought that was the phrase.
See you
I didn't
next
know
Tuesday?
It was for something.
Is that why you guys laugh every
single
time?
Yeah, that's why
I laugh. You laugh so hard.
You're
like, Maddie's
really
white.
See you next Tuesday. It made me laugh. But now I'm like, oh, it actually means something? That's crazy.
What does it mean?
C-U-N-T.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday.
You're what? Real, see you I just next didn't want to say the pal. Word. Yeah. So I said, see you next Tuesday. They'll be like, you're a real
but see you next Tuesday. But I never knew that until Maddie explained it to us.
What? Oh, I did not know that.
I don't know how to transition.
White people do that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what white people do? They love to listen to T Swift, like this next story.
Swifties.
Swifties. We are the world.
Swifties.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22.
That was my go-to karaoke song.
Are you guys Swifties?
No.
No. I listen occasionally.
I hate Taylor Swift.
No.
This is what.
Listen, I'll just say this. There's a strong Taylor Swift. Maybe we don't go so hard.
Okay.
I don't know if it, I mean, but we do have a mainly women audience, and she has like a really strong fan base out there.
No. Say it.
Let's just be like, careful.
We're not
going to
be stifled on this podcast.
I just don't want to be attacked.
If I have to be the martyr, so be it.
Okay. She's not a part of this podcast. She is a guest.
She's our favorite
no,
guest.
No. Everybody on there that was like, oh, make her the fourth person. They're like, get her out.
Get her out of here. Throw her away.
Get her out.
Fire her.
Newsflash, buddy.
Swift is, your ass is grass.
That's, yes. That's what they say in the comment
Swift
with snake
here,
emojis.
She's so overrated. I feel like she's so overrated. I saw...
Okay. Sounds like I'm keeping this trap shut.
I saw a really disparaging video on Twitter of Taylor Swift dancing at her concert. And
disparaging is a crazy word.
If I'm being objective, it was devoid of rhythm, it was devoid of rhyme. Devoid of reason. I don't know. Her music alone is so, like, I feel like it's stuck in some era that is not modern. I don't know.
Here's my thing. I don't think that Taylor Swift is overrated. I think she is. I think in her music, she's very good at what she does. It might not appeal to us.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I do think her music is good. I think she is talented.
Yeah.
Rhythm is a whole nother, like, that's just not her bag. That's not what she does. But I do think she's actually properly talented. It's just not my.
Like a performer.
Yeah. Because I'm like, you think of like Beyonce.
They're comparing her to Michael Jackson and Beyonce.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Maybe just her success.
But in terms of like her presence and like how she carries her famousness and what she's doing with it, she is on par with Beyonce. They're very good at being famous.
She does seem like a very upstanding famous person.
Yeah.
I will say that. She does seem. But like as far as the discography, I'm disappointed.
I agree with Sam, though. I feel like she carries the famousness really well.
I don't think she's a Beyonce, though.
I think she's a Beyonce.
It's literally just the
in
music
in terms
genre.
Of success?
In terms of success and like how you're doing.
I mean, obviously, her and Beyonce, they do different things.
Yeah.
They're touring at the same time, and people are broke now. There's no money.
But
anywhere.
Yeah, it's like their concerts, to a certain degree, like they really put a lot of dedication into people's experience. So they don't do the same thing. But when it comes to like successfulness, I think she's comparable to those two,
for
to Beyonce.
Sure. In terms of like talent and stuff,
I'm not saying she's a Beyonce. I'm not saying she's a Michael Jackson.
Yeah, because I'm like, Beyonce going to sing you. She's going to outperform you, Taylor Swift. But Taylor Swift, she's writing. She is writing things that are appealing to people that they're like, I love this song. It's like speaking directly to me. That's like, that's Taylor Swift's gift.
That's true.
That's crying, what she does.
Crying like 50,000 feet away.
Yeah, people
just
are
at a concert.
Tears. White men are just sitting there bawling.
It's
not even just white women, they're white men.
She does seem to be a fan favorite. She does.
Yeah.
So maybe I am in the wrong.
So that's why I hate on her less, because I'm like, I still don't listen to her. I'm like, I'm not bopping to Taylor Swift. But I'm like, I see her talent.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to like, that's why I'm like, I don't know if she's overrated. I just don't think she's my cup of tea. She's not my cup of tea. Why did we do it so
Did you not get a
Taylor Swift like speaks specifically to the girlies that like love like fall because she's got a song out right now like it. On TikTok, and I don't know the lyrics, but I know the melody. It's like do 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 do.
Pumpkin spice and apples too. Cowboys falling too.
Makes me think of me and you.
Even though I can't think of anyone now, but there's some songs where I'm like, the fact that she's like selling all of her old music again and people are just buying it again is like.
Well, I think they're trying to support her. Well, she they are supporting,
but I'm like,
I think that's it.
Only a very special person could do that. I'm like, I bought your thing last time, like JoJo. She didn't own any of that music when she was a kid, so she's trying to sell it now. But she re-recorded it, and it's
not good.
It's worse.
Really?
Wait.
So I'm like, I like the old one, and I'm like, I don't want to buy the new one.
And then she's like,
yeah, yeah. She doesn't sing it nearly, and I think it's just because she was younger and her she had a different voice. She sings amazing now. It's just some her re-recording this old stuff. It's not.
You like the older version?
Yeah.
You don't like JoJo's version.
I don't like JoJo's.
Do you like Taylor's version?
Some of these I'm like, why did she? Well, I get why she did it, but I'm like, yeah, some of Taylor's versions, I'm like, I don't get it.
Am I the asshole because I don't emotionally support my wife's obsession with Taylor Swift?
You're not. Let me tell you something about these Taylor Swift supporters, okay? My boss, no. She swears up and down that she's not a Taylor Swift supporter. But like during, before like prep, before we open the store, somebody has Ox. She has Ox, I swear to God, every other song. Every song is probably just like, just going down the album and then like switching to another. Maybe like in there, there might be, you know, a song from somebody else.
Yeah.
She swears she's not a Taylor Swift fan, but for some reason, her entire playlist of what I hear is Taylor Swift. It's absolutely insane. These fans, they are so serious.
So this is where the pain's coming from. Yeah. This is where the pain's coming from.
I appreciate the dedication of these fans because they like, when they go hard for Taylor Swift, you can't stand against them. I mean, it's just a battle. It's a battle you won't win.
And you can't ruin her reputation.
You can't. So
I see what you did
I don't think this guy is the asshole because it's hard. It's hard. I am in the struggle now with my boss because it's just like, please, something other than Taylor.
Yeah, because I don't know if I'm going to stand so hard for someone I'll never meet and who doesn't know me and it doesn't matter.
They're hardcore stand. I feel like her fan base, they're the Swifties, they act swift and they get your movie to the side. 100%.
That's what I'm like. They should make like they won. They made the Beyonce show about the Beyonce fan. They should make one for Swift. It'd be like, it'd be a scary show.
I feel like the Beyonce and the Taylor fans are equally as dangerous.
Yeah, they are equally
as dangerous. They're so volatile. Hard. Yeah. Like
Beehive and the Swifties.
Yeah.
The Beehive and the Swifties, they're dangerous.
You know what, though? It's crazy because the U.S. government is always trying to keep them two apart. There's always like a stigma of like these two like aren't equal because imagine if the Beehive and the Swifties were together, we'd be changing some things.
The world would be different. The world would be maybe perhaps.
But imagine if they were like fighting. I feel like that'd be World War III.
I'd be scared. I'd be afraid.
I mean, there's some things where it's just like, hey, you know, that's on y'all. Y'all figure that out.
At that point, so you can spectate.
The Twitter jokes would be criminally funny. I would love to see that.
Did you guys watch Swarm?
Yeah.
Yes. So good.
When the guy was talking, they were interviewing the guy. He's like, man, I would never kill someone for her.
That's not right.
I don't think. Wait.
Yeah, no, that's not right.
That's not right. I wouldn't kill someone.
Yeah, no, that's not.
You're like, oh!
That show was so crazy.
It was so
the
crazy.
Writing is so good. I thought what it was real.
Prime.
Yeah, Amazon, yeah.
Am I the asshole because I don't emotionally support my wife's obsession with Taylor Swift? My wife is fully obsessed with Taylor Swift. For the last year plus, that's all that she listens to. Every Taylor Swift album on one continuous loop when she's working just walking around the house doing stuff.
Oh no.
Spent $2,000 to go see her recently at the Eras Tour.
She's far gone.
Probably spent another $200 on merch. She filmed the show on her phone and will regularly put it on the TV and just watch for hours.
Okay. No, this is insanity.
We'll also watch the live streams of her performances on TikTok or whatever streaming platform those are on, and is now going to see the concert movie. I mean, it's been nonstop Taylor Swift in our house for a very long time now. She continually refers to the live concert as the best experience of my life. She says Taylor Swift.
She didn't see the Beyonce thing. She didn't see the Beyonce documentary.
She says Taylor Swift is a lifestyle.
Well, people do retreat it like
I personally don't really get it. I've never been obsessed with anything to that point. I love soccer and would love to watch Messi play, but I can't bring myself to spend $900 for a ticket to his upcoming match. It's just too much. I'm also really passionate about the things my wife has no interest in, but I'm also not looking for her emotional support with those. These are just things that are important to me and will remain important to me regardless. I for sure made comments to my wife implying this whole Taylor Swift thing is getting out of hand. I also was not super stoked that she was spending that much on a ticket to go see one concert, but ultimately it's what she really wanted and we had the money, so I said yes. Recently, she blew up on me about how I don't support her as much as she thinks that I should with her Taylor Swift lifestyle. What? She cites comments I make implying that it's a cult, and the only one winning here is Taylor Swift raking in the dough, and maybe it's time to focus on other things. She wants me to stop making comments like that and stop rolling my eyes and be supportive of her and her interests, but from my perspective, it's really taking over her life, and that just can't be healthy to obsess over something like that. People need balance. I also thought one of the benefits of marriage was to have someone to tell you this kind of stuff, and it shouldn't be an argument. So am I the asshole? If so, what can I do about the situation to make things right?
To get the fun money accounts, you separate the money. But as far as emotional support, I mean, I guess just kind of
emotional support is really,
yeah.
I don't understand.
I'm wondering.
Yeah, I don't know what you can do.
What do I gotta do? You're like, you're doing such a good job.
Man. You need to like this song as much as I like this song.
That's maybe just get some noise canceling headphones. I don't know.
Boo, that ain't gonna happen.
She sounds so far deep in it.
Yeah, it's.
But on one end, I'm like, he knew, right? Like, this is, it's not new, right?
He knew she was. Well, he said it got strong recently. That's what he said.
If someone on the first date just was like, I really like Taylor Swift, like, I know what that means. And I know even if it's not that bad now, it will get worse because it will always get worse. So I'm like, well, that's a deal breaker for me. I really like Taylor Swift. Not, I listen to some of her songs sometimes. And like, no, I really like Taylor Swift. You're like, well, then stuff comes with that. Stuff comes with that.
I think this is our first and last date.
Yeah. I really don't know what to tell this man. I'm sorry to this man.
Well, because it's like, that's not healthy to be that obsessed with anything. And the fact that she's upset that you're maybe not liking that she's... I don't understand. Like, why do you expect to have control over somebody else's reaction to things? Like, he doesn't need to like Taylor Swift as much as you do. And the thing that made me laugh is where he mentioned the cult thing, because I've been into, like, conspiracy theories and stuff. And there's one about, like, Taylor Swift and how it's allegedly maybe a coven. And I'm just like... But it's,
I love when Maddie always sends me these kinds of videos where she's like, it's kind of joke, but I kind of think it's real.
But like, what do you think?
Yeah, like, it's kind of jokey, but do you think this could be?
Dude, when people like are on Snapchat and they'll post, they'll have like 35 stories. It's like, dude, nobody is watching this.
That and fireworks.
You do.
But I love to see a video of fireworks.
When people snap on a concert of fireworks, I'm like, skip. I'm like, no one wants to see your blurry video of a light blasting in the sky. I'm like, skip.
Dude,
skip.
It's always, with the concert live streams, it's always those people that are like literally in the very
so far away.
Where you can just see like the person on stage literally just looks like a grain of rice.
Like, just like, a little dot like.
And so far away.
You did that.
Oh.
You did that once. You remember that?
He's shocked by his own actions.
The Suicide Girls?
Yes.
Well, that's different.
No, it was so bad because I was like,
I did a lot.
It was like one of those, like, if someone's Snapchat still had like the circle with like the time of how long it was going to take to get it through.
Oh, yeah, because they didn't have the full thing. It was like only 10 seconds you could do.
It was like in the triple digits. And I was like, Sam, you had. I was like, are you drunk?
Well, here's the thing. This is why I like Snapchat too. Snapchat is a private thing. So I'm like, this is not me on Instagram, like, putting out everyone can see. I'm like, you have to be my friend, and if you don't want it, you can skip by it. I'm not forcing this on you. I'm not putting this on Facebook.
But you know what? You might as well be forcing it onto the people that follow you, because now I can't clear out all the stories that I've watched. Yeah, your story is just going to sit there saying that it's basically I haven't watched
you
your whole
tap,
story.
You just tap.
Who wants to tap for 50 minutes?
I'll tap.
Sam, you're sick.
That was egregious.
So you do admit it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was one because I'm like, I went to an Ariana Grande concert and I'm like, I took 4 snaps and then
was
that's
she good?
It. Oh, she was great.
She's kind of like unfavorable in the public.
She is unfavorable in the public. I still love her.
Well, yeah, you're
yeah,
still.
I'm not gonna.
That was crazy
stop.
Though. That was so.
That
bad.
One was bad.
I
apologized then. I was like, "There's a lot of snaps, so you don't have to watch."
Dude, when
but
people
do
the before they spam, they take that like picture about to spam. You can skip or like the warning sign.
It's like, why did you
that's
do
being
that?
Considerate.
No, but like, I think what made matters worse was like, I hear Sam in the back like, whoa! And I was like, he has to be drunk. Like, there's
he's
no
having
way
a great time.
I wasn't even drunk.
You
I
hear
just
Sam
love the Suicide
the
Girls.
Actual performance?
I was. I got pulled up on the stage.
Oh. Really? Yeah.
They had a thing where you're supposed to read. Like, I'm supposed to read a story and comprehend it while a girl's dancing around me. I'm not supposed to pay attention to her. They're supposed to ask me questions. But
that's
I'm like, I played into it. I'm like, I just really want to look at you. I'm like, yeah, I'm not reading the story. So I just played along with
it. Who would?
Thing. I wasn't playing that story. It was a good time. It was a good time.
Like,
it was
shoot.
A good time.
Pull me up on stage.
I wouldn't be reading that story.
I think she's a very obsessed fan. Yeah. And she might need some help, but I don't think she's gonna ever say that, because her sitting and rewatching her experience at the concert and saying it was the best moment of her life is too much. And I don't think he's the asshole. And I think the top comment says it of like, oh my god, she's the type of person to rewatch people's concert videos.
That's actually how do you continuously listen to the songs and then you go to the concert, right? Watch the concert and then you watch the live streams of that same exact concert that you saw. We're getting into like dangerous territory.
And that's the only music you listen to?
Where we might need some help.
Bro, imagine that moment outshining your wedding. That's crazy.
That was the best night of my
life. Yeah, I think the problem with this one is when people have addictions to things that are not classified as bad, like if you have an addiction to a drug, you can literally say you have a problem. You need to stop doing it. And it's society like, yeah, that is bad. Yeah. But when it's like fun things like Taylor Swift or like
food
like,
even.
Yeah, food or yeah, exercising too much. Like you're like, it's fine because it's a quote
it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. So when people's like, no, you have a problem, you're like, how do I have a problem? Yeah. It's fine. I'm not doing drugs. I'm not
it's
doing...
just Taylor Swift.
So I'm it's hard to talk to people about like, no, this has gone too far. This is excessive. So I kind of feel for the husband. I don't know.
I feel really
I don't know what
bad
to tell
for the
you.
Husband.
I don't know.
And he says, what do you do? I don't know what
sir,
you do.
Sir,
I don't know
what you do.
You can say like, we're broke now because you spent all this money.
No, he said, no, we got it like that.
Well, then you're done. But you're done, bud.
Fun money.
Yeah, that's fun money and it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I feel bad. I really do feel bad for him because I don't know how you get out of that.
But you can just tell straight up like, hey, I am supporting you by we're using our money to fund this, but I don't have to be. I still don't know what emotionally supportive is.
Do
but like, I don't
have like
to
a
be
joint
supportive.
Account?
Yeah,
they have a joint account.
The only reason I was saying the fund money thing is because he said the tickets were $2,000 and he wasn't happy about the purchase. So I was like, okay, that's probably a shared expense.
But he agreed with it though.
Yeah,
I think that's why she even bought it in the first place.
Yeah.
He's like, I would never spend something on a hobby like that, but. You know, she really wanted to
could
go, and we had the money to do it, so
hobby?
We did.
I mean,
with
I
all the time that she spends.
It's a it's a weird hobby, but it is I guess it's a hobby.
Why are concert tickets so expensive? I feel like that is insane.
They
like
don't
the
want
price.
Normal people to go to anything public. Anymore.
We can have no fun without spending at least $200.
Also, like, why are concert tickets expensive for artists that aren't very good?
Like, ooh, name them.
There was a TikTok name that I saw them. Where it was like, what are all these like male artist names? Like Young Lil Baby. I don't know if it was Lil Baby, but it was. It might have been Da Baby. No, it wasn't Da Baby because Da Baby is like the one whose songs all just sound the same. Mm-hmm. I think it was Lil Baby. But they were basically just talking about going like
to every artist is like Taylor Swift trash.
Well, they were comparing it to like Drake. Like this guy's like, I don't like Drake. They do a lot for their concerts, and they don't charge that much. And even like Beyonce and Taylor Swift, they have all these props. They have all these different costume changes. Yeah. So then why do you have like these like male artists that literally just walk around and they sing and they like mumble their songs and they don't dance, but they charge like $600 a ticket. And it's like, you're not doing anything, bro. Because they also showed a video. I think it was somebody like Lil Baby. He wasn't even singing the track. It was, they were just playing the full track in the background. And he's like walking around like,
and he's just basically like doing ad libs to like his own song. That is, I would be so, because I'm like, why did I spend my money? I could have literally sat in my car and pressed play.
And I'm doing better ad libs than you're doing.
I'm singing every word. Yeah. I think the best concert I ever went to, it was only, well, no, okay, there was two concerts. One, it was kind of a low-key artist that I listened to, and it was like, but he makes like kind of like that vibey type of lounge music, and it was in the slowdown.
Yeah,
I was like, bro, it was a live band, fire.
Yeah.
And then Ray Shrimmered, when they first came out. Yeah,
I don't think they're not.
Dude, ooh, that was the wild Ray Shrimmered. Now da, back to da, what I was saying.
Oh, I thought it was Shmurda. Well, how you pronounce it?
Shrimmered. There's Bobby Shmurda.
There's Bobby Shmurda.
And what's his name? Ray what?
Ray Shrimmered. It's a group. But
it's Ear Drummers Backwards.
Yeah, Ear Drummers Backwards. But that was the... I'm talking people were on top of like shoulders, swinging around drinks.
Damn.
A random mosh pit randomly. I was like, they don't even make this type of music. Like, what's going on here? People were dancing, laughing. Like, people were in the venue, like, smoking and stuff. And I was just like, bro, this is
an actual, like, good vibe. Like, a good.
It was such a good time.
I want to hear everybody's best concert.
It was like $30. That was the craziest
$30?
Part.
$30?
$30. And I was like,
my best concert was when I saw Billie Eilish.
Ooh. Oh,
very good. I mean, she was singing her ass off, and like just the whole production of it all.
Yeah,
I was gagged in my seat. Like,
was it expensive?
Well, that part we don't have to talk about. Yeah, it was expensive. And it was a good concert, so I'm gonna justify the experience.
Yeah, I'm like, the experience can be worth something.
But she was so good, and then she sang with her brother Phineas. It was just
am I annoyed by Phineas?
Why?
I'm the only one annoyed by him.
You know, I like him. I get the annoyance.
I feel like it's just jealous. I don't feel like it's anything justified. It's just like, okay, Phineas, get out of here.
Yeah,
I really just care about Billy. I don't.
No, even Phineas is a good singer too.
That's what I'm like. I know you're talented. I know he's talented. I know he's a great writer. I know all that stuff. I'm like,
I like his songs.
We're kind of here for
Billy?
Yeah.
Even though I know they're a package deal.
They did like an acoustic song together where they both played guitars and Billy was the one I was singing. Wow. That concert literally blew me away. Like, I had goosebumps at that concert. Panic at the Disco was also good.
Ooh.
Rest in peace to them. I was sad when they disbanded.
Oh, they're disbanded. I guess I didn't even.
They did. The guy went solo.
Like, was having a baby or something.
I'm not keeping up with Panic.
They went solo and then he like formed another band and now he's kind of canceled again. You go next.
Brandon Urie?
I'll save mine. Yeah, Brandon Urie. He got canceled.
What'd he do?
For what?
I don't know. He was saying some problematic stuff and he got called out for it. But you go next. I'll leave mine for last.
It either has to be Mark Rebelay. I don't know if you guys heard of Mark Rebelay. No. He does
on TikTok?
Yeah, he does the music thing where he does the loops and he makes songs. Okay. But I went to see him in Colorado. I'm like, it was just like that. It was such a vibe where everyone was like, and he does it. It's all improv. He doesn't have actual songs. He gets a thing and he just makes up songs on the. I'm like, this is one of the greatest things. And because it was in Colorado, everybody, it was just smelling like straight weed in there. So everybody's high. Everybody's just vibing.
Oh, such a vibe.
You're just like, oh my gosh, this is. I'm like, that's one of the best things. But also, here I saw Tori Kelly. It was just her and a guitarist. And I'm like,
she's such an underrated singer.
This girl is singing, so like good. There's no back. It's just this guy on the guitar and they would just do things. And I'm like,
She's so underrated.
This girl is singing, and she should be way more famous than she is. It's
She's
crazy.
So underrated.
So, yeah, those are the two best ones. Oh, my God.
I would love to see Tori Kelly.
She was so good.
Are you ready to hear the one and only concert that I ever went to?
Oh, you've only been to one?
Mm-hmm. Can you guess what it would be?
The Cheetah Girls?
My childhood upbringing.
Dude, if you saw Cheetah Girls, I'd be so jealous if you saw Cheetah Girls.
I saw Cheetah Girls. It was good. I touched up. Okay, who was the concert?
It was a Christian concert.
Oh, well, I know that.
And I think...
Wait, it wasn't John P. Key, was it?
No, it was like Christian rap.
I should have said like that.
It was like Christian rap at some random like skate center. I won't say the name, but it was like some skate center, and they had, I want to say like it wasn't Lecrae, maybe KB was there. I don't know.
Okay, KB's.
But yeah, no, it was just a bunch of like sweaty teenagers. I was like,
I remember when.
Were you happy though? Were you into it? Like,
no, not really. The speakers were too loud. I was right next to the speakers.
Christian rap, I think, is literally the worst genre. For me, I feel like Christian rap is trash.
First and only concert I went to, I think it was the worst $2,000 I ever spent. I would have rather spent it on video games like this next door.
Good. You're good. You're good.
Okay. I was like,
I'm like, Maddie,
are
that's,
you kidding?
Just your description is not worth $10.
Oh, I didn't know that. No.
I cannot imagine spending $2,000 on a Christian.
I think the tickets were free, but it was probably like
you
$10 or $15.
You would never catch me spending that much money. I'm like, $10 is all I'm going to bring. $10 is all I got.
That's
for
all
you.
I got you.
That's all I
and
got.
And that's including the merch.
Yep, that's it.
Speaking of, can I get a t-shirt? Is there any made?
No, they're all made to order. Okay, so to explain the merch situation, I was going to go through Shopify and have it all be made to order, but basically I didn't know if the products were going to be good, one, or if they're going to last. And especially the shirts that Sam and Brandon have, they were like the one that's like tie-dye.
Yeah.
They were like very much in and out of stock. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't guaranteed, which is why you didn't even get the color that you wanted. I think you wanted a different color and it wasn't available.
The color.
Yeah, but the color out. That you wanted wasn't available. And the size that you needed wasn't available. So it was like, I gotta get you like black and white.
Well, can I just like order one?
I don't have a shop open because I want to do my own.
She wants to start making shirts.
I want
to
start making shirts. I just want shirts. But I do want to focus on that soon. So yeah, I'm trying to figure out if I want to like just like order a bunch at the same time, or like order shirts and get like a t-shirt making machine and like make them myself.
Maddie, what is with this workload that you're putting on yourself?
She's a workaholic.
My family is like a workaholic, so I just like working. So. Am I the asshole for refusing to let my cousin into my house after he stole $2,000 worth of games from me when he was a teenager? 10 years ago, I let my cousin into my house when he was 16. Every one of my video games he handled that day was missing the next day. He took the discs from the cases, and who knows what happened to the discs after that. Some of the games were rare and out of print. As soon as my mother found out, I told his father and my uncle about this. She called my uncle up and told him that because I was diagnosed with Asperger's, I did not really know my cousin stole the games from me. My cousin got away with stealing from me because of that. My mother later admitted that she knew that she lied to my uncle because she was worried that my cousin being grounded all summer would be bad for his mental health. Now I have a house, and I refuse to let this cousin into it until he apologizes for stealing from me. My family is telling me that I'm being childish because he was a child when he stole from me, but I think he learned it was safe to steal from me thanks to my mom's intervention. How should I handle this?
That's a 10-year grudge.
That's a long time. A decade?
But I feel like
that's... But do you steal all the games?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I feel like that's one of those things where it's like, I don't hold a grudge against you, but you are not getting in my house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm not holding a grudge against you. I'm not moving on from that aspect of my life. But because of your decision and because there was no justice taken from every single person but me, no, I'm not letting you in my house.
That's a grudge. That's absolutely a
grudge.
That's
not a grudge. It's like, I'll see you at other things, but I don't trust you in my house.
At the same time, the only like qualifier that he had for him to come back into his house was for him to apologize. Like, if you're stealing, the bare minimum that you can do is apologize.
Yeah.
And that's all he's asking of him, to for him to be able to get back into the house. 10 years
a decade is crazy. Like, a decade, especially when the person who stole was young. But I get it. I can see both sides.
Because we do have those things in the family. Like, one of your cousins did something to you when you were 11 years old, and then you're like, you still think about it, even though you're like, I shouldn't be mad about this, but I still see you in that age. Like, we're older now, but I'm looking at you.
I'm looking at you, and I'm right back there. The way you said that, there. Sam, is like, you curl over at night, and you just said.
Because what are you going to do? I'm like, it's your cousin, so you can't do anything. But then you're like.
What cousin is it?
Huh?
What cousin is it?
Is it this cousin?
It's not this cousin. Okay. I don't know. I'm like, have I done anything to you like that?
No, but I do have a cousin that did do something to me like that. And I was like.
And you just.
You're just like triggered every time you see them.
I'll be kind of actually mad. I'm not mad at the mom more than the kid cousin.
Yeah.
Because
the
mom, that reason is nuts to me. That's why she went. Are you kidding me?
That's crazy.
Mom.
It's your child.
You're on my side, mom.
What did the mom say? That it would cause mental health problems? Like something over the summer.
She called up my uncle and told him that because I was diagnosed with Asperger's, I did not really know if my cousin stole the games from me.
Yeah.
Basically protecting the cousin because the cousin might do something to himself when he's alone this summer.
So
with no.
Does OP have Asperger's or is it the one?
I think you're saying OP had.
Yeah.
I think
OP
does. She's saying my son did this. So he's not aware.
That's so bad.
Mom, hey,
that's
mom, crazy. I had games here. They're gone after the cousin was here. He took them. It's very simple.
And basically she's right. Like, well, you have a disability, so you really don't know.
Do you know?
Did I imagine these games, mom?
That's crazy.
Right. You bought them, right? Did you buy these or not?
Mom, play the game. Look in here. There's nothing in here.
Because I still have the console. I have the console. I have nothing to put inside. So what happened to that?
Can you imagine just opening like your game cases and they're all empty? Are you kidding? And like you just open one after one and they're empty.
Like what is this?
Like one. Okay.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that
multiple games.
It reminds me of that joke. It was in The Nutty Professor. When he's like, so he's like, mom, play the game. No, just, you're fine. Play the game. No, okay. No, play the game. Where's the CD?
I don't remember that at all.
I used the reference, but it was the soup. He's like, taste the soup. What's wrong with the soup?
Okay,
taste the soup.
Okay.
What's wrong with it? Taste the soup.
Yeah.
Give me a spoon.
That was from The Nutty Professor. I thought that was just one of those random, like...
I think it was, yeah.
Things that people tell you. They're like, all right, here's a riddle for you. There's a guy who goes to sit down at a restaurant and he gets soup.
Yeah.
And he goes and tells the waiter, hey, can you taste this soup for me? And the guy's... because I'm telling you, that's an old white man who's asking that question indirectly when there's a problem, right? And he's like, can you taste this soup for me?
Oh.
That sounds like the Riddler.
Yeah.
I hate the Riddler.
And then the riddle goes, well, sir, is it too hot? You know, is it too cold? And he's like, taste the soup. He just keeps doing it. He keeps asking questions. And then finally, he's like, taste the soup for me. And he's like, well, I don't have a spoon. And he's like,
that's it.
I need a spoon.
It's like, you could have just
if I was the waiter,
like, if you don't ask me for a spoon right now,
if I was the waiter, I'd be like, so we went through all of this just for you to tell me that you need a spoon.
I would lose it. How did we get here?
They'd be so proud. I can see they cross their hands and they put their hands like this.
Dude.
he would say something like condescending, like, there you go. You finally got it.
Maddie, that triggered me. Dude, the people at my job, they're just...
Now you're connecting the dots.
The customers or...
The customers.
Maybe.
Especially with Diet Coke.
What about Diet Coke?
Dude, white women, they will kill you. Literally kill you over Diet Coke. Every time that Diet Coke is out...
Where's the Diet Coke?
They even... Like, I feel like even if the concentration is just a little bit off... Hell breaks loose. What's wrong with your Diet Coke? What do you mean? What's wrong with it? And mind you, we have the options of just Coke alone are Coke Original, Coke Zero, and Diet Coke.
What's the difference between Coke Zero and Diet
Coke? It's a difference. Okay, Coke Zero tastes more like Original Coke.
Okay.
Diet Coke tastes like
whatever diet coke
tastes like. But yeah, every time they're like, oh, yeah, I'm having trouble with my drink. Okay, what drink? Oh, you know the one. This is someone that comes maybe every so often, yeah. Right? Not a super regular, but comes in every so often. You know my drink. I'm
gonna go blow my nose.
Okay.
What drink is that? I don't like, as if you're some type of regular that I know. Like, what drink is that? You that one right over there.
Oh, not the point.
Ma'am, I'm standing here. I can't see what your point is. The Diet Coke. I should have fucking known. I should have known it was the Diet Coke.
Top comment.
That was a good episode. Thank you.
Top comment. An apology is the very least you should be asking for. How about $2,000 worth of payback plus an apology at the very least? Has he no shame? Can't believe he hasn't even apologized or made some excuse. I'm sorry you had to go through this. Why don't you ask your family if they'll mind if you steal $2,000 worth of their stuff? It'd be childish then too, right? And wow, your mother is a piece of work. Absolutely not the asshole. Stand your ground. Hope you manage to rebuild your game collection.
He's just not gaming anymore. That would be such
He stopped gaming. It's ruined it.
Yeah, that would be such a sad end.
He just lost $2,000 like that?
Well, he didn't. I doubt he bought it. So his mom lost it.
Even still, that's $2,000 just evaporated.
That is crazy. But nowadays, that's like six games. $2,000.
I do have really, one tangent.
Though, games that's are Sims. So
expensive. Why?
That's why, the whole Sims.
Why do you have to pay full price for a game digital? That's online?
Right!
Wasn't the whole point of paying that $60 for the packaging?
They didn't think we noticed.
But also,
and the disc?
They keep giving you DLCs and like things like cosmetics to buy. So it's not even worth... It was originally $60 or whatever. And then... As more time goes on, so the way they try and cheat that originally is just free to play, and then you buy the stuff. But even then, some people are like, because what wasn't it? What it was like, Star Wars. What are the Star Wars games? Uh-huh. You had to buy it, and then you also had to buy stuff online to like get through the game.
What? I don't know. I never paid attention.
Yeah, anything that's like, where to actually play the game, you have to pay something, but they. Try to make it sneaky or like, no, it's just working. Like, no, it'll literally take you 3 months to do it the old-fashioned way, or it'll take you like a day if you pay for it. You're like,
well, that's so gonna pay for it.
But yeah, also pay $60. And now pay $70, because they're slowly saying like $70 is the new price for a game.
But
now.
It's like, it's just software. That's what's crazy. All it is software. They don't even have to package it. Like, you just download it.
Yeah, there should
it.
Be a difference.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess the new job thing is to be like a web developer because you make all this money. Well, probably like EA, you make all this money. I bet you the president of EA is like doesn't even work anymore. No, he's like at home taking care of dogs. Like EA this next story,
Sports. But he knows nothing about games. Game. Oh, which one was it?
That's crazy. You guys are talking so much, you missed the transition.
Who even did the transition?
I think Maddie did.
Maddie?
It was either Maddie or Brandon. I don't know.
You know what's crazy though is the only two options for people talking was Maddie and Sam, and like I think it was Brandon. This our next story comes from Cover Level Pod. Am I the asshole for not wanting kids but still wanting to be a stay-at-home mom for the dogs?
Yes.
You're not. They're not the asshole, but this is so like Gen Z.
Oh my, yes, you are.
This is like quintessential Gen Z.
This is where I have the
split. If they're struggling, yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Because we have the pet people, and then we have, I'm not a pet person, so I'm like.
At all?
Yeah, we can tell the way you talk about pets.
Yeah, it's been documented. I love dogs. I love cats, but I'm like, I just don't. Some of the things that people do for their pets, I can't get behind. You being a stay-at-home parent for your dogs.
Mm-mm. Somebody's got to take care of them.
I get it.
What are you expecting them to be home all day by themselves?
By themselves? No mental stimulation?
Come on.
I'm working. You're like, oh, the dogs are so good today. You're like.
Literally, that's what I go to
we
work.
We ain't got the money for you to be staying
I go
home.
To work, right?
You gotta get,
and
get
I
a
think,
job.
Like.
This is a two-person
what
household.
What is Arlo doing? Like, what is he doing? Like,
pay for the
he's been,
dog.
I've been, I go to work 5 days a week. And I'm like, oh, well, while I'm at work, he's just sitting in a kennel.
Get him a friend.
It's in the works, but Claudia won't let me get one.
Why?
I'll break you down. We'll get one
eventually. That sounded really bad.
Why isn't he here? This
excuse me, wait.
Matt, you have to cut that out.
You got to cut that. Oh, you got to clean that up. Like, what? That's crazy.
We'll get a dog eventually. She's so adamant on the fact that we're not going to get another dog and that, you know, we don't have the space and we don't have the money for it. We'll make the space and we'll make the money for it. like that's just details.
I think you're in this store. I think you're the stay at home for the dog.
I get it.
Am I the asshole for not wanting kids but still wanting to be a stay at home mom for the dogs? This story belongs to my mom's close friend, but she wants to be anonymous. We'll call her Kay and her husband will be Jay. K, 21, and J, 30, have been dating for 4 years.
Don't put the ages in.
And got married last year.
We don't put the ages in, I don't think.
They've been dating for 4 years?
Strike one.
You know, and if I'm saying 21, I'm like, we dated for three. Exactly three. Yeah, I'm counting.
16?
17.
17.
So it's already a red flag.
17
anyway,
and 26.
1 month after their wedding, Kay had been working but decided to stop because she didn't think an office job was for her. She started doing YouTube and TikTok. Jay agreed and said that she could be a stay-at-home mom to the dogs, his dog about 2 years and her dog 1 year. Yesterday was their anniversary party, and Jay decided that he wanted to have kids and it wouldn't affect anything since she was already at home. Kay said that they had just started their marriage and would rather take care of the dogs and wait until she was sure that she wanted kids because, you know, she's 21 years old.
She's 21.
He took it as, I'm sure she doesn't want kids, and threatened to divorce her because there's, in parentheses, there's many girls who will be willing to let him put his cock in her.
What?
And 9 months later have a kid. And then he stormed out. When Kay was 15, she raised her then one-year-old sister basically on her own, and she loved the thought of having kids but not raising them. Raising the dogs was also a bit much for her. They could not afford a nanny slash babysitter, plus the cost of a third human in the house. She's more willing to raise the dogs than have children until they're both ready. She texted him this, and he replied, "It's just two dogs, and we'll need five kids. Stop being a jerk and push them out and feed them and dress them and entertain them. It's easy." Now Kay is confused she's the asshole for this. So there's a lot that he jumped in at the end, but
I think there's a lot more problems in
the title hid all this from us.
Yeah, right.
The title didn't show everything that was going on.
So first of all, they met when she was 17, mm-hmm. and he was 26.
26,
which is weird.
It's a little That's bit one weird.
Strike.
It's a little
I mean,
bit
yeah,
weird.
Strike one. You got like.
It's
you
a little bit weird. It's a lot of bit no, illegal.
It's of illegal. Course. It's for sure illegal.
And predatory. And maybe grooming, if that's the time that they decided to date. How long had they been talking before?
Well, let's be honest.
Then?
We've been dating for 4 years. Like, you groom until 18. He's like, no, we dating at 17. So I'm like, he's straight up like, we doing.
Well, yeah. I mean, OP, so the person that posted this on our subreddit, he's a friend of OP. So OP, I would say, you're not crazy for wanting to wait to have kids because 21, when you're 21, you think you're getting up there in age. But then as time goes on, you're like, I'm really young.
You're
I was really young
close.
When I was 21. Yeah, no, you're
I
not
literally,
even close.
I literally battle, like, am I old or, like, am I young?
You're not old.
Every single day.
Let me tell you right now, you're not old.
Even now, like, I feel like just because I'm getting older, I'm old, but I'm not old, like... Mm-hmm. We still are way ahead of our prime. Sam's not even in his prime yet.
No, I passed.
No.
I'm over.
Are you going to live to 100 or what?
Am I living to 100?
Yeah.
Kill me if I'm...
Why?
If I'm past 82, I'm done.
It seems like it just goes down.
What's fun? You're just like...
I feel like
well, maybe
just
not here in America, but there's other people that have fun.
No, I'm just talking about in terms of how I've taken care of my body. It's not going to be good. So I'm like, I'm just going to be a vegetable just sitting there, which actually.
Okay, change your habits.
I'm kind of into that. If I just could sit and watch TV.
Is that what you're content
in? That would actually be nice just to be
just
old.
Just reruns of like Big Brother and
I'm
stuff?
Just, no, Big Brother better still be airing. It better still be airing when I'm old.
Sam's just like.
So basically, whenever Big Brother gets canceled, that's when I want to go.
That's when it's your time.
That's when I'm like, it's what, time.
What's wrong with you, Sam?
After Jared, they're like, yeah, you know, we've had a lot of toxic, you know, masculinity
Jared's not even
stuff.
Close to the worst person that's just... been on the show. He cannot take down Big Brother. There's been much worse people in Big Brother than Jared.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's so many levels to this story. First of all, the whole grooming thing, yeah, not a good solid foundation for a relationship in the first place. The way he views birth and
your body in general.
Your so body, easy. Yeah, like it's just it's Pop easy. Okay. All right. That's strike number 2. Strike number 3.
He's out.
The way he was talking about conceiving. Yeah. Like it was gross. That was really disgusting.
Well, because the way you said it, that's completely the whole older younger relationship. Yeah. Like, you know, you can talk to them because an older person would not respond back to them like, oh yeah, I can find any girl. And then the younger person's like, well, maybe he can. And then that's why the older person wants a younger person, because they're like, I'm not old enough to like know how to advocate for myself in the situation where it's clearly bad. This is not a good situation. It's bordering on, there might be stuff we don't know, but I'm like, it seems like an abusive thing where I'm like, I can talk to you like that. I'm probably doing much worse things.
Right.
Whatever you do, do not. Just go your separate ways. Because
they are married.
They
are married. They got married recently, and she left her job to do content creation at home, and he's letting take care of the dogs.
Yeah.
And now he's like, well, just have a baby. It's not going to change your lifestyle at all. Have 5 of them. And if you don't, there's a ton of other females out here that'll let me stick it in and have a baby.
Right.
You're replaceable. And she's like,
yeah.
This started from me taking care of dogs?
This guy.
Counseling won't. I feel like
no, counseling there are some men that are just far gone.
They're far gone.
Like too far gone.
Do you think it's been like a thing where he's always been like that, or he just slowly revealed himself? Because can somebody mask for 4 years and then the moment, because they just got married, so it's kind of like in a way he's like, I got her.
No, I think you can always be, in terms of the age difference, I think you're always like that. I think men who are going for someone that young are a specific type of way.
Yeah.
And they can, they're not like awful to them, but they can act a certain type of way that a person their age would not accept in a relationship. So she's young, she's just like, I just want to be in love. I want to know what that feels like. Yeah. And someone's showing me attention. So he can be just treating her bad, and she doesn't even realize that it's bad because she hasn't been experienced with relationships or stuff like that. So I don't think he was good probably from the beginning.
I agree with Sam. I think that I feel like that's exactly what happened until like you get to this point in your relationship where the themes in your relationship are a lot heavier and a lot more serious, like with kids, for example. So he could have, like, his MO with how he spoke to her could have been the same, like, from the 4 years prior that they had been together. Yep. But now that it's, like, a heavier topic and something that will literally change your life forever, now you're like, oh, you kind of feel backed up in a corner, because it's like, what am I supposed to do now? And on top of that, you're threatening to, like, yeah, I can have sex with any...
No, you can't. I trust me. You're trying to pull people you 9 years
like
younger.
You sound like the type that turn
anymore.
Off.
Yeah. I'll call your bluff. You ain't pulling people like that.
Have you guys heard that? There's like this TikTok audio about like a phone call with this guy. Like a phone call that he leaves. Have you seen that?
Describe
like,
it more.
This is Dominic.
Yes. Oh.
That's what this reminds me of. It reminds me of like where he's like, you know, I'm really great in bed. I'm probably like the most perfect guy like in the city or whatever, whatever, whatever. That's what he reminds me of. Like this guy that is totally, I don't even know how you can gas yourself up that much and just be like oblivious.
But it works on younger people, because I remember being in high school and knowing some friends who would date older guys, and they would be like, we'd be like 16, 17, and these guys would be like 23, 24. And the way they talk about him, I'm like, yeah, the way he talks is, high school boys don't talk like that.
Yeah.
They don't know. And I'm like, no, he's just like a scrub. He just seems to be a little bit older, so he can talk a little bit different. I'm like, he's worse than us. We're in high school, and like, this dude's, he just seems more worldly because he's an older age.
And you can't, you're at that age where you don't, you can't even, it's not even really possible for you to have that perspective. Like, when you're young, you're set, like, say 17. Like, oh my God, like, this older guy.
He's into me?
He's into me. Like, I must be so different. And I get how great that feels. But when you get, like, a little bit more years behind you, you realize how fucked up that is. Like, when you really think about, like, that shit is absolutely weird. Because there's no way that someone, you know, 23, 24, is talking to anybody in
it's
high
gross.
School. Yeah. I can't imagine now talking to someone
you get
in
to
high
the,
school.
Yeah, you get to that age and you look and you're like, wait, this is me doing
that. That is weird.
I had to be, I'm this age now and I'm looking down at people in high school. I'm like, wait, that's what he thought when he was trying to date. Are you kidding me? It's, that's nasty.
It's yeah. sick.
It's yeah. just crazy how normalized that predatory behavior is. Because yeah. even you're talking about like my friends, like
yes.
that age difference was 8 years.
Yeah.
That was an 8 year age difference.
And it was a normal thing for it to happen.
That's gross. And it still is a normal
It's still
thing.
Happening.
I mean, it's not necessarily as talked about, but it happens all the time, like in Hollywood too. Like you see all these younger stars that grow up on like these TV shows
yeah.
and then like 5 years later they come out and they have like Demi Lovato, when she was like 16 or 17, she was dating Fez from That 70s Show. And he was like 10 plus years older than her. And he like really messed her up. They started dating when she was 16 or 17 publicly. And at that point, I think he was like 26, 20.
Everybody
let me look it up.
Him?
But they were really far
were we
apart.
Okay
I recently, like understood.
Yeah, right? I remember signing off. On
well,
that
I mean, even Billie Eilish and her musician boyfriend that,
that
she broke up with, he was like 30.
I never realized that R. Kelly was with
Aaliyah
when she was 13. Was it 13?
13.
Yeah, yeah.
I just like found that out, and I was like, that is sick.
Yeah.
That is so. That's menacing. I feel like at that point,
and he was
you're
still famous
menace.
After that. Yeah. He was still being famous after that.
I wonder too, like if the boyfriend, like, is gonna have any sort of like switch up. Like, if she were to actually get pregnant, like, you realize like you can't do that stuff. It like you can't have sex anymore at a certain point. Like,
no, you can still have sex.
By the way, Demi was 17 and he was 29. And they dated for like 6 or 7 years.
And your
parents, Wilmer!
Your parents alone?
I think
okay.
they did date, yeah.
Are you guys ready? Okay, so the chorus is, finally 29, funny, just like you were at the time. Thought it was a teenage dream, just a fantasy, but it was yours, or was it mine? 17, 29.
That's exactly it, though. Eesh. That's exactly it. You're like, wait, this is weird. Now that I'm that age?
Yeah, because she's like, I would never date a 17-year-old.
Right. There has to be something wrong with you to do it.
Yeah.
That's real.
It's
so
true.
It's
like,
so, like, OP, I'm worried for your friend because they're married.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I mean, what can you do in that situation? Because it doesn't sound like, Kay is not a good guy. And the way that he's like trying to manipulate her into having his babies
he's
is really gross.
He's 100% manipulating her. Like,
you can say, I don't.
And oh my God.
I'm 21.
How long
can
ago
you
was
do
this posted?
I think this one, by the time of filming, I want to say it was posted like 12 days ago.
Yeah, a lot of stories.
Dude, I really hope she doesn't get pregnant. Because I feel like if she gets pregnant, like she is like for sure trapped.
You can't get pregnant. You got to get out of it.
Like you got to get out because this guy, he literally sounds
because I feel like
crazy.
There's a lot of people, and it is typically girls who get into these situations, but they don't get married. And so you're like, it was something I learned from. It was a bad situation, but hey, he dumped and we broke up. Getting married is that's not good.
Am I the asshole for refusing to weigh myself in front of my partner? Backstory, I, female, and fiance, male, have broken up over this.
Mm.
Need some impartial opinions if I'm the asshole. I am very insecure about my weight and put on over 10 kilograms,
22 pounds,
through COVID, work, stress, and grief. All right, ready? I received an ultimatum.
No, Kasadiyah was so proud, and then Maddie was like.
I think the timing of the laugh
did I just,
made me
wait,
laugh.
Was it like disapproving? Said, huh? Or was it good?
No, it was good. It was good.
No, it was good. I was happy with it. I think Sadia's got it.
Yeah. Okay.
She's the best one for the job.
All right, ready, Sadia?
Yes, I'm ready.
I received an ultimatum in July from my fiance that if I didn't lose 4 kilograms,
8.8
pounds, yeah, by my birthday yesterday, the wedding at the end of the year is off, and demanded to know what my starting weight was.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I was really distressed slash sad by this time of the request, and I couldn't even engage with him for a week. I even saw a psychologist to help me process it. I eventually cracked and I told him my weight, 76 kilograms.
Which is 167 pounds.
We don't live together. I worked really hard and lost 5 kilograms.
11 pounds.
In about 5 weeks. Yesterday was my birthday, the weigh-in day. He came over to visit first thing in the morning, so I want to get this over with. I was still upset by the whole experience. And I stood on the scale in my PJs with my weight coming in at just over 70 kilograms.
154 pounds.
Which he looks at and verbalizes. He weighs himself, then asks me to come back and re-weigh myself in front of him without any clothes on. I refuse. My reasoning was that I already felt humiliated and I was mentally only prepared to do it once, which in my mind I did. He thinks I'm the asshole because I refused to do something that was important to him. I think that he's the asshole for making me go through this experience. I texted a single trusted friend who gave me reassuring words, essentially saying that I'm not crazy and this isn't my fault, which I shared with him, not saying who the friend was. He thinks that is not impartial and I'm bad-mouthing him. We broke up over my refusal to re-weigh myself in front of him without clothes on. I know people who are impartial, the internet. Am I being unreasonable slash the asshole in not doing something that was important to him? Am I the asshole for refusing to weigh myself in front of my partner?
So the original thing was he wanted her to be a specific weight?
Yeah, he wanted her to lose weight.
To lose the weight that she gained.
Yeah.
But he didn't know what she was. So he was like, you need to lose this amount of weight. I don't know how much you weigh right now, but I'm eyeing you and you need to lose this amount of weight for us to get married.
Right.
I just want to clarify if it was bad as I thought it was. And it is.
Because I think on a different level, which the story is not, if you verbalize to your partner, hey, I really want us to be healthy, and you guys come up with like a game plan, not necessarily of how much weight to lose, but like, let's work out together. Yeah. Let's eat differently. I really care about our health and just I want to us to be healthier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that might honestly include losing weight, but being like, you're fat, I want you to lose this amount of money before, or this amount of weight before the wedding is crazy.
And have that be the deal breaker
for the wedding. Yeah. That's the part where I'm like,
And then it gets icky too, because I feel like he knows how uncomfortable she is with this, and I feel like there was, I don't know if it's necessarily abuse, but there was some really weird stuff happening degrading. Where he was like, take your clothes off and weigh yourself again.
That's degrading. I mean, at that point, that is so, because he was completely disrespectful in the way that he brought it up,
right?
Like how he did it and what Maddie was speaking about, those are completely different things. Where you're like, hey, I just want us to be healthier and let's be mindful and let's do something different about what we're doing. But he's straight out literally like isolating her, ostracizing her. You're fat, you gain this weight,
right?
Like, I'm assuming he doesn't think she's as attractive since she gained the weight. That's how adamant he sounds about it. And he's like, well, if you don't lose that weight, we're not getting married.
She dodged a bullet.
What? Mm. You have dodged a bullet at that point, because this guy is so shallow that he's that focused on vanity where he's willing to throw everything else out.
Yeah.
Over her weight.
I think the saddest part about the story is that she thought the reason she's questioning herself is because she said it was important to him, but it's like, no, that's your body.
Yeah.
It is important to you. That's cool. But like the fact that he's trying to make it seem like, oh, this is important to me that you, but it's like at the end of the day, it's her choice. It's how she wants to treat herself is. Yeah. And then also the whole thing of like you teach. What happened? She's
farting. I just hear Sadia
farting on the mic.
I was trying to turn my mic.
But she did in the loudest way possible.
Yeah, that was the way I might as well just left it on. Sorry, Brandon. Yeah. You're making really good points.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just you teach people how to love you, and I don't know. Like, don't go back on it. Like, don't even, like, worry about this type of thing. Just move on. You dodge the bullet, because if he was that shallow about something that wasn't even inside of the marriage yet, how do you think it's going to be with other right. things? So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I completely agree with Maddie. Like, how she proposed, if you do see your partner and they're gaining some weight and you feel like it might be a problem, that's the only way you can do it. You can never just say you. There's no nice way to say you need to lose weight. Like, no, this is, we're in this together. We're a couple, so we do this together. That's the only way you can propose it. Because it's just hurtful to come at someone like that. I'm like, I'm supposed to be the most safe with you. Mm-hmm. And you come in and be like, nah.
And that by itself is already such a sensitive topic.
Yes.
That's what, like, it's a sensitive topic. Somebody, obviously, like, one, like, yourself as a person, you can notice, okay, like, damn it. I've even gone through that myself. If my partner, like, were to come up to me and single me out like that and literally, like, degrade me, mm-hmm. like, no, you need to lose weight. We're not getting married. Like, if you don't lose weight, we're not getting married. Like, and then on the scale, yeah, take your clothes off and weigh yourself again. Have you lost your mind?
Right.
Have you literally lost your mind?
Because even trying to, like, think about his gross logic, a few clothes is not going to make that much of a difference. You're literally trying to degrade her.
I'm always naked just to get those
clothes. Like, save that point.
Yeah, because I'm like, that's down. That's down. When I do my first weigh-in, I'm wearing a coat. I'm wearing boots. I'm wearing a parka. You know what I'm saying? And then when every other weigh-in, naked.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
Ankle weights.
The scale's down.
The scale's down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that he quite literally just, like, you know, diminished her to a number on a scale.
Ooh, yeah.
Is really what it comes down to, like,
and especially the weight that she was saying. She's 70 kilograms. That's not even that much.
160 pounds.
Oh, I was going. I only know. I speak in kilograms. So I'm like, when she,
okay, sure.
When she like weighs that much,
you realize
much,
we had this stuff recorded earlier, right?
Oh, did you? Okay. I just guessed you would cut that. If it's like you might be a little thick. Because I'm thinking about if I'm with a partner and we've been together for a while and then someone's like, they get to like 300, 350 pounds and like, how do you have that conversation with them? But I'm like, you're just a little thick
I feel like, especially like when you, what I've been dealing with personally, like as you get older, like your body changing and me having the mindset of like, okay, I don't have like a 16-year-old body anymore. Oh my God. This whole situation is so messed up because I can't imagine like, what my psyche would be if my partner told me that. Like, someone that I was ready to marry.
Yeah.
Somebody that, like you said, is supposed to be your safe space.
Yeah.
But also, like, the person that you want to find you the most attractive.
Right.
And the fact that they're like, you're not attractive to me right now. Like, you need to lose weight in order to be pretty in my eyes.
Even though I am curious about this because I still think it hits on a good point. I'm curious about how you guys would handle it. Like, if you did see your partner and they were getting to be overweight, how do you broach that subject? How do you be like,
I would do exactly what Maddie said. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's the right way to approach it because at that point you're not isolating,
you're not putting
you're
it
not,
on them.
Yeah, you're not isolating that person to where it's like, okay, you need to lose weight. You're finding something that you guys can do together where even going on that journey, like say my partner was the one that needed to lose weight, even in going on that journey, I'm with her because, you know, we're eating the same thing.
Right.
Like, I'm not like, we're eating the same thing. She doesn't have to feel like, okay, well, I have to sacrifice all of this. And, you know, you're still
you're just doing the same
thing. Yeah, whatever you want to do. So if we're walking through it together, like, I think it makes it so much more of a shameless experience where we're doing this together, we're working together, and we're figuring out how to get to a common goal.
Yeah.
And you're doing it in love and compassion.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing this because we're trying to get healthier, like, let's just figure out something that, you know, we can do to just try and get through this. But, yeah.
And you'll probably be more successful doing it with a person than doing it on your own, like, making it feel
you
like.
You have someone to keep, like, holding you accountable.
Right.
You know, so it makes it, I feel like, less of a mental load. It makes it where that you can be more accountable since you're doing it with someone and you're just not, like, the only one that's trying to, like, stay to this plan.
Yeah.
That's how I would do it.
Well, especially too, because like usually it's like a saying, right? Like if you're when you're in a happy relationship, usually people both gain happy weight.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? So usually if you do it together, then it's like we both needed to get a little bit smaller anyway.
We need to unbigger.
Well, healthier. But because I think it is like a real thing. Like you said, as you get older, you know, you eat the same things and your body's like, no, we're going to process this differently.
Yeah.
It doesn't handle it the same. I can say that for a fact.
So I think that is like a real concern. But the way that this guy even handled it is just really gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, yes, as you get older, you might be like, hey, I noticed some changes in both of our bodies. And I really think we should take care of ourselves and think about how we're going to be when we get older. It's going to be easier if we start now. We just make little changes. And I think even like in your example, you live with your partner, so it's like a lot easier. Mm-hmm. But like in this example, he could have been like, listen, they don't live together, but offer to like make meals together and then just like split it at the house or something.
And really like they could even do a thing where, on a Sunday, they would meal prep like and just have their meal prep. You know, so just small things like that contribute to the big picture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But even all that, you do it that way. If you did it that way, it's great. I'm trying to say, like, it's great doing it that way. But his approach, even worse, is like putting a number on it, putting it for our wedding. Like, I couldn't imagine telling my fiance anything about her weight before we're getting married. I'm like, you do you. Like, I love you. I want to get married to you. I can't even have that as a thought in your head that you're now going to be self-conscious about your body because I said something. That's something.
I feel like for the rest of, like, if they end up getting married, like, for the rest of her life, that should be like, okay.
That doesn't just go away.
164 pounds, that's the number to make him leave. Like,
right.
That's crazy. Yeah. Like, you have to, you are literally, that's going to be over your head the whole time. Like, you physically know what the cutoff is to where his love will go before it'll stop.
Especially like if they had kids.
Oh, that's so right.
That's a really good point. Because like if they had kids and she was up at that level and it took her a long time to get her body back to where it needed to be. Yeah.
And then
it's not okay.
Also just the whole fact that I'm a big person. Like if you really do have a problem, like you should probably bring a solution to it. But it's just the fact that he just threw it on her and was just like,
come back.
You need to lose the weight. Come back. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's not fair.
That's not a partner.
Come back correct. Are you?
And I feel like the way he phrased it too, and this is just a complete assumption, but the way he phrased it makes me feel like he's always going to have a goal line.
It'll
the moment she
move.
Meets
it,
he's like, no, you don't look good yet.
No, I'm still saying it. You need 10 more.
Maybe just like a couple
kilograms.
More pounds.
Yeah. It's really gross.
5 more kilograms or that.
Yeah.
To the fire.
We get it, Sam. You know kilograms.
I'm kind of a kilogram guy. I'm a
even
metric
though we have
system.
The footage.
Oh, you're a metric system.
Yeah, screw America.
I mean, you can just admit that you know pounds and you don't know kilograms. Like, I can admit that. I needed Sadia to help me with the story.
Yeah. It's okay. We all need to admit when we need help.
And that's so true. That's so true.
And I need help closing out
I
the episode.
I thought you were going to transition.
I need help closing out the episode, guys.
Well, I actually was looking at the transition.
It's not our last story, but our last story is really heavy, and I don't want to end it on that.
Okay.
It's not really heavy, but there's a section of it that's like, ooh, you know?
Ooh.
Maybe we start with that on the next one?
Yeah. It's more of like beginning or middle type story.
I hear that.
Honest.
I hear that.
Okay. So
I wish we ended with, which one was the funnest one? Was it T Swift the funnest one?
I guess. I mean, I got us into a pretty big debate here.
Yeah.
Taylor.
Actually, the stealing from my coworker was the funnest one.
That was good. Special was good too. Stay at home mom. That actually became kind of serious.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The age reveal was crazy.
Yeah, that was a little concerning.
That was the start. We were like,
well, we all looked at each other like,
and I stopped too. I said, listen to what I just said, guys.
Yeah. I already clocked
4 years.
When he said 21.
21.
And 4 years. I'm like, that don't add up.
And he's 30 now.
That don't add up.
Well, we've been recording for 3 hours now.
Yes!
So this will probably be cut up and be like an hour and a half, to be honest.
It's going to be our longest podcast.
It will be.
Yeah.
And it'll be, and I'm
gonna give you, I'm glad I was a part of the longest podcast.
You always are gonna be a part of it because it's a Sadia episode.
Am I a part of the problem?
We'll see you guys next week. I'm gonna leave Brandon's house now. Bye.
I'll leave Brandon's house too. Bye.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.